Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Sheriff's deputies were called out to Redway on a report of a shooting on Redwood Drive. When they arrived on scene, they contacted the victim, 46-year-old transient Daniel Mashburn, who reported he had gotten into a confrontation with another man, who then shot him twice. Mashburn said he had been walking along Redwood Drive with his girlfriend when he got into an argument with 53-year-old North Carolina resident Jack Belk. The argument escalated. Mashburn said Belk pulled out a handgun and shot him. Deputies quickly located both Belk and the firearm. Belk was arrested, booked into county jail on an attempted murder charge with a bail of $500,000. Having been sworn in as Chief of Police for the Eureka Police Department, Merle Harpum has set several goals, including ensuring officers in leadership roles are properly trained and ensuring that the department is staffed as well as it can be. One other concern in the era of realignment is officer morale.
A good part of the community is upset by what they're seeing. I mean, they read the papers, too. They see how busy we are and what we're involved in. And I do evaluations with every officer. I make sure I talk to them during their evaluations because I give them a little pep talk about it gets discouraging. You know, they arrest somebody like, you know, I think I told you last time we'd arrested this woman. And an hour later, we arrested her again, and she was out another hour later. And do not worry about what the rest of the justice system is doing because it's broke. We're overloading it. We're doing our job. But just be able to go home knowing that you've done your job and don't worry about what the rest of the justice system is going, because it can get frustrating and can get depressing.
With the state's decision to push more and more of the burden of parole and probation onto the counties and the federal order to lower the state prison population, local officials are feeling the burden.
You know, probation is doing a real good job, the best job they can under the circumstances, but it's a statewide issue.
Chief Harpum has served with the department for more than 5 decades. On Monday, sheriff's deputies were dispatched to Mad River Hospital for a reported self-inflicted gunshot wound. Deputies interviewed the victim, whose name is being withheld. He told them he and a friend had been bear hunting near Bald Hills Road and that he had accidentally shot himself with a shotgun. However, that story has now changed. The victim recanted his story, and he told deputies that he had been working at a marijuana grow site, and after being absent for several days, he was confronted by several people and then shot when he returned. Investigators went to the scene. They found evidence of a marijuana grow, along with evidence supporting some of the victim's statements. Several people in the area were interviewed, although no one has been arrested, and the investigation continues. Anyone with information about the grow or the alleged shooting is asked to contact the sheriff's office. More KINS News after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
In November of last year, the Eureka City Council voted to impose a moratorium on the processing of applications for medical marijuana dispensaries within city limits. In December, that moratorium was extended, and if the council approves the latest staff recommendation, it will continue for another year. The council will take up the issue at its next meeting. It's expected they will approve the continued moratorium as staff continue to analyze the legal ramifications the city may face by approving dispensaries. Humboldt Bay firefighters responded to a call of a reported structure fire in a garage at a residence in the 800 block of F Street Tuesday morning. Fire crews found heavy smoke coming from the garage behind what appeared to be a vacant Victorian home. One crew searched the residence, found it unoccupied, while another extinguished the fire, which caused an estimated $25,000 in damage. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. Anyone with information is asked to contact Humboldt Bay Fire. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.